Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
Now we're going to Kentucky, where Freddie has a question about wood-burning stoves. Welcome, Freddie. How can we help?
Yeah, we already have an old wood-burning stove, but we was wanting to get a more energy-efficient one, like one that would hold wood longer, or like the pipe being a certain size or something. We was wondering what a good brand was or what kind we should get, what to look for when we went to buy one.
Well, Freddie, if you're going to be replacing that old energy-wasting wood stove with a higher efficiency model, there are a couple of things that you want to think about. First of all, I think it was after July of 1992, the Environmental Protection Agency passed some new regulations whereby wood stoves are required to pass very stringent emission tests. And there's an EPA label that should be on a stove that meets this particular standard, which identifies it as a very clean burning, high efficiency model. It basically enables the stove to more fully combust the wood, because the more wood you burn, the more efficient then it's going to become. So you want to look for that EPA label. And then beyond that, there's really two types of stoves. There's catalytic combustor stoves, known as CATS, and then there's non-catalytic combustor stoves, known as non-CATS. And a CATS stove burns at a temperature of around 600 degrees Fahrenheit, and that's a slower, longer, and more controlled combustion. And then a non-catalytic stove burns the wood a lot quicker and gives it a more thorough combustion. Both of them can be energy efficient if they meet the new EPA standards. And the last thing that you should consider is the kind of wood that you burn can make a difference on efficiency. The harder the wood, the more efficient the stove is going to perform, because it just takes longer to combust that wood and it delivers many more BTUs than softer woods. Does that help?
If you go to a website, consumerenergycenter.org, they'll give you an entire list of every species of wood and how it converts to BTUs.
Okay. And another thing, are there any way that we could, where can we get a printout of the tax breaks for upgrading energy efficient things for this year?
Oh, if you send me an email to helpme@moneypit.com, I have that and I'll send it along to you, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.